This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm curious if you think you're more comfortable or stronger scoring, creating offense with the puck, or without the puck and finding open space, making yourself available for a pass?
I think both. I think, being a guy who kind of creates offense, and that's really my strength in my game, I think it's important to be able to do both. And I think if I'm getting a shot off or I'm shooting, I think being able to find open ice is really a huge part of that. And kind of just timing, when the pass is going to come and when your teammates, when you're going to be in a good spot to get available. And I think when I have the puck in my stick, I'm obviously a threat to shoot and score still, but you can also make plays from that, which is also a big part of my game, I think.
Thanks, Doug. Next question comes from Russ Cohen. Go ahead, Russ.
Hey, Dylan. Just wanted to ask you about your hockey IQ, and it seems to be on a really high level, and how that helps you with your scoring.
Yeah, I think, hockey IQ and scoring really go hand in hand. Is that, I feel like I'm able to time the plays and kind of read them ahead of the time. So I know kind of the position that I need to be in to be able to get my shot off and to be in a scoring area. And I think, kind of just being able to read what's going to happen and, know that your teammates are going to do their job really helped with that.
Thanks, Russ. Next question comes from Chris Faber. Go ahead, Chris.
Dylan, you've played in the WHL, spent a lot of time in Western Canada. I'm wondering if you've had any conversations with the Canucks and what would it be like to stay in Western Canada and play?
Yeah, I have been in conversation with the Canucks, and, I think that would be awesome. I think, I've obviously been to Vancouver a ton just throughout minor hockey and spring tournaments, and, it's a beautiful city, and, it would definitely be somewhere, where I would love to play. And, we had good conversation together. So, it's exciting leading up, just kind of seeing where you think you're going to go.
Thank you, Chris. Next question comes from Mark Scheig. Go ahead, Mark.
Just wondering, did you like the way that the protocols were handled? Did you feel safe? And does that bode well for junior hockey this coming season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the protocols were strict, but, they were put in place and they were strict for a reason, and that was to protect us and, protect our families, billet families, and, protect everyone in the room. And, although they were strict at times and, sometimes maybe you didn't want to, always be wearing that mask all day, I think that it's important that those were put in place. And, at the end of the day, we were really willing to do whatever it took to be able to play hockey. And if we had to do that, we were more than ready, happy to do that.
Thank you, Mark. Next question comes from Lance Lasowski. Go ahead, Lance.
Hi, Dylan. How concerned were you at all how the delay of the season, the lack of games you were able to play, how that would impact, just your standing, going to this draft in the eyes of scouts? And how were you able to really continue your development during this very odd year?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I was sitting at home for a long period of time where, other countries and other players were able to play and kind of, continue to get better through a normal season. And, I was unable to do that, and I had to find ways to continue to get better and work on my game that, even sometimes weren't on the ice. I mean, the rink's closed and, probably November, December, right before the WHL season started. And, those were definitely tough times, and I had to continue to just kind of push and find ways to do stuff off the ice that would translate to on-ice play. And, I think I did a good job of that. And then, during the season, I think just taking advantage of every game you play and, taking advantage of that opportunity. I mean, obviously the OHL didn't even get to play this year, so we were more than grateful to be playing in the Western Hockey League and then just taking advantage of those games and, you know, kind of just producing every night.
Thanks, Lance. Next question comes from Mike Mariali. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, John. Hey, Dylan. Dylan, I'm curious your favorite current former NHL player to watch and maybe what assets he possesses that, you know, you try to incorporate into your game.
Yeah, I love watching, you know, a ton of players. I think my favorite player growing up was Sidney Crosby. And, you know, just I love watching the Pittsburgh Penguins. I was a huge Penguins fan. And, you know, they're a really good team and found themselves, you know, in the Cup Finals against Detroit quite often. And then, you know, winning some cups a bit later on too. So I think they were always a team that I loved to watch. And, you know, I love just Crosby's compete level and, you know, his hockey IQ. I think that, you know, although he does think the game super fast and, you know, he has a ton of good skills, I think his compete level, you know, is really outstanding. And I think that, you know, that's really a good thing that young kids can look at is just how hard a guy like that works. And I think now I definitely watch a lot of different players. I think guys like Matthews and Pasternak, when I'm looking at their shooting tendencies and kind of what they do, and then I look to implement that into my shot, you know, after practice or kind of on my own time. And then positionally, I think Kyle Connor, I watch him a lot too. I think, you know, we have a similar frame and he plays with a lot of speed and is able to, you know, open up a lot of time and space for his teammates to create offense when he's on the ice, just with his evasiveness and his deception with skating. So I think he's a fun guy to watch too.
Thanks, Mike. Next question comes from Brian Hedger. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Dylan. Quick two-parter here for you. One, have you talked to the Blue Jackets yet among your teams that you've talked to? And two, I noticed 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, 2 years ago, you broke into the WHL with about 8 games with Edmonton. Was there overlap there with Trey Fix-Wolanski? Did you get to know him at all, and have you seen him play?
Yeah, no, I've been in contact with the Blue Jackets, and, you know, we've met a couple of times, and we've had good conversation there. So I think, you know, would love to play there. And then, yeah, I think playing with Trey, he was really the leader on that team when I came in. And, you know, he obviously did outstanding things on the ice and in practice. And just watching him, you can really learn anything. I think he's so good with the puck and, you know, good with his feet and his shot's so hard and accurate. And, you know, he works hard every single day too. So that's someone who I definitely look up to when I came into the league and, you know, had a little bit of conversation with him. I mean, he grew up in Edmonton too. He played for White Midwest and CAC growing up, and that's the same organization that I played for too. So I think that we have a lot in common there.
Thanks, Brian. We have time for a couple more with Dylan. Let's go to Andy Ide. Go ahead, Andy.
Hi, Dylan. Obviously, making the NHL is the number one goal. If you have to get sent back this year to Edmonton, is it a little less disappointing knowing that you're going back to a team that is set to do something pretty special?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, you know, there's still stuff left on the table from the past 2 seasons. And, you know, we've had 2 really good teams the past 2 years, and it's been unfortunate that we weren't able to compete in the playoffs. But I know that, you know, we should have that opportunity next year and that our team will be good going into next season. And, you know, I think that's exciting. And I've just, you know, our team's grown so much over the past 2 years. And, you know, as the team gets better, so does the individual too. So I've been able to grow and learn from just so many good players who, you know, have came in and so many good people and leaders. So, you know, I think playing for the Oil Kings, I've learned a ton. I've got a lot better as a player and a person. And, you know, I'm excited to see what we can do next year.
Thanks, Andy. And our final question comes from Bailey Johnson. Go ahead, Bailey.
Dylan, how important do you think it was to have that experience at U18s given the shortened season that y'all had?
Yeah, I think it was good. You know, it's obviously an honor to play for Team Canada whenever you get the chance. And, you know, growing up as a kid, you kind of watch these tournaments and, you know, one day you say, you know, I want to be a part of these. And to go there was awesome and an unreal experience. Then to win was really, you know, everything, you know, I've ever wanted. So I think that was great. And you get to, you know, meet a lot of new people and, you know, meet a lot of new friends who you hope to play with, you know, later on. And, you know, that was a great experience. And I think especially for the, you know, Ontario guys, just because they didn't play this year. And, you know, we were all obviously all excited to just get out there and play for Team Canada, but they were playing their first game and, you know, over a year. And that's just crazy to think, you know, if you were to look back 3 years, you definitely wouldn't think you'd be in this spot. So I think that's just crazy. And, you know, it was a super fun experience all in all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.